USA Radio News.
President Biden says the second the United States sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it could be the start of World War III. Speaking to House Democrats in Philadelphia on Friday, the president said the United States has a vital obligation to defend other NATO countries.
Granted, if we respond, it is World War III, but we have a sacred obligation. On NATO territory, a sacred obligation, Article 5.
Meanwhile, U.S. soldiers continued to deploy to Europe. The Pentagon has ordered roughly 12,000 total service members from various U.S. bases to Europe, with a couple of thousand more already stationed abroad, shifting to other European countries. The Columbus police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Makia Bryant last year has been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing, Ohio prosecutors announced. Bryant was killed in April by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon. Special prosecutors argued that deadly force was justified. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
A trial date has been set for the man accused of driving through a Wisconsin Christmas parade.
Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Salvation Army faces three federal lawsuits accusing it of exploiting marginalized people under the guise of offering therapy by paying as little as a dollar a week for full-time work. The suits filed this week in Georgia, Illinois, and New York accuse the organization of flouting federal wage laws in its adult rehabilitation centers by paying less than the federal minimum hourly wage. The Major League Baseball lockout is over after 99 days, the second longest work stoppage in baseball history. The owners and players have reached a deal for a new five-year collective bargaining agreement. Opening day of the regular season is now scheduled for April 7th. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Ease the pain at the pump, some states may look to cut gas taxes.
A surge in U.S. retail gasoline prices to record highs has prompted a number of governors and lawmakers to consider slashing their fuel taxes and to ramp up pressure on the federal government to do the same. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is leading the charge. In a tweet, he said, "I am announcing that at this time of global uncertainty, we are working on an emergency suspension of the gas tax to help with the pain at the pump." Maryland currently has a 36.9 cents per gallon gas tax. Governors and lawmakers in California, Florida, Maine, Michigan, New York, Tennessee, and elsewhere are making similar moves. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Passengers on public transportation will have to continue wearing masks at least until April 18th. The Transportation Security Administration extended its security directive for mask use, which had been set to expire next week. The extension comes at the recommendation of the CDC, according to administration officials, which will help government agencies with a framework to revise their policies regarding mask requirements on public transportation and in transportation hubs. Researchers say a large spider native to East Asia that proliferated in Georgia last year could spread to much of the East Coast. Millions of large Joro spiders were spotted all over North Georgia in 2021, unnerving some residents. Now, a new study suggests it could spread even farther than that, as the Joro appears better suited to colder temperatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.